everything that you need in life, everything that you're wanting, all the clarity that you're wanting, the next steps, everything, that all exists in the present moment. So the more you can live in the present moment means the more you're always getting clarity, the more you're always seeing creative solutions, and the more you're manifesting in your life. So let me tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it to find the present moment and learn how to start living there. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. I'm so excited for you to be here with me today. Thank you so much for tuning in, especially to this episode. This episode's kind of interesting. So I recorded this episode, gosh, maybe like 6, 7, 8 months ago. And sometimes this happens where I will record little episodes and then I just follow my intuition in terms of when to edit the episode. And lo and behold, it is time for this episode to meet the light of day. So I actually recorded this episode in response to a question from a student of like, what is the present moment? Why does everybody say that that's so important? How do I even get there? And I think that you are going to find some new interesting perspectives of the quote present moment in this episode. I, as I tell you at the beginning of this episode, used to really not like teachings on the present moment. They sort of bored me. So I'm excited to share with you a kind of fresh perspective of why the present moment should even matter to you and how it can actually vastly change and transform your life for the better. If anybody pops into your mind while listening to this episode, be sure to forward it along to them. You never know where somebody is at and how this episode might really, really help them. And if you don't know anything about me, if you're new to this podcast, I am a course creator and a coach. You can find my life-changing courses at thetransformationschool.com. I end up working with so many podcast listeners one-on-one. So I hope you're one of those people that I end up working with. You can find all the ways to work with me, including free courses, both in the show notes and at thetransformationschool.com. So if you resonate with the podcast, check out my website because I bet there is even more for you there. And as I said, I really hope that I get a chance to work with you. You can also sign up for a magic dose with me. These are some really delicious emails that I send out. They are unlike anything you have ever experienced before, I promise you. If you want to get a little magic, you can find a link to sign up for a magic dose in the show notes. And last but not least, if you like the episode, please give me a 5-star review. It not only helps the podcast scale, but also when you do that, you are entered in to win a 1-on-1 magic session with me. The drawing for that will be in September of this year. I hope you enjoy this unique episode on finding the present moment and all the magic that you will find there. Without further ado, let's dive in. I want to start out with a little confession because I feel like I just have to share this with you. I used to absolutely hate teachings on finding the present moment. I mean, they bored me and they also kind of just irritated me. I was like, why? Why do we have to find the present moment? You know, life is so big and there's so many things to do. Why can't I be thinking about the future? Why can't I like be planning and implementing and letting my brain go there? And that was sort of the energy that I was resisting with. You know, whenever I feel defensive now in my life at all, I always think of this phrase, thou doth protest too much. Like, if you find yourself defending yourself or defending a belief system or the way you do something, you have to ask yourself, why do you feel the need to defend that? Like, because when we feel really resolved with something, when we feel really in our power, and when we are 100% certain of something, we actually don't need to defend it because it's so integrated in us and we know it essentially to our core. So this is just like a funny phrase that always comes to my mind anytime that I feel defensive about literally anything. And it's also a phrase that will come to mind when I see other people getting defensive about something. It's like, thou doth protest too much, sir. Why are you so defensive? If you really fully 100% believe in what you're saying and what you believe, then why the defensive posture? Like, why is that necessary? And that is exactly what I should have been thinking to myself when I would get essentially a little bit triggered or irritated about like present moment teachings. But the truth is that I didn't have the capacity at that time to find the present moment and to stay there. I felt unsafe in my body. I mean, that's one thing. I just like didn't feel that super safe in the world. But I think the second thing, and probably the more important thing, was that like my mind just moved too fast. My mind was just always moving so quickly that to even consider slowing it down and falling into the present moment felt unnerving to me. And the interesting thing is, I was meditating at that time. Like I was meditating 2 to 3 times a day, sometimes 4 times a day, and I knew what it was like to be in the present moment. And yet, I was only able to do that with my eyes closed. And this is the whole thing about meditation, right? Like for years, I mean, years and years, and thousands of meditation sessions, I would sit down and that would be my practice. But it didn't occur to me how to translate that into the real world. Like, how do I take what I'm feeling in my meditation practice and maintain that feeling state with my eyes open? Because that's ultimately the goal, is to just live in a perpetual state of peace, to perpetually live in the present moment. So before we go any deeper, let me just explain why I have discovered living in the present moment can be helpful and what the point of it is. Okay. So you've had a lot of past experiences in your life. And all of those past experiences have built within you your perspectives of how you see the world, how you think things happen. And these are basically programs. These are programs in your subconscious mind. So, you know, for instance, like if you're trying to cross the street and you didn't pay attention to the crosswalk and you were crossing when there was oncoming traffic and you almost got hit by a car and then you had to leap out of the way, you therefore from that experience programmed into your mind like, okay, I need to look both ways before I cross the street in traffic. And that is a program that got programmed in. And that's a helpful program, right? Because you don't want to get hit by a car. But sometimes we have unhelpful programs that get programmed into our minds. For instance, if you got a bad grade in school and your peers, your classmates found out about it, your parents found out about it, you got reprimanded, you were really embarrassed and you felt shame, then you have now created a program in your subconscious mind that says, if I do less than perfect on something, I will feel shame and people will make fun of me and I won't be liked and I will be punished. And that's an unhelpful program. Because then the rest of your life, you're carrying around this fear of trying new things and not being perfect. And it really limits you and what you can experience in life and the new things that you can try. And that program is very, very unhelpful. And that's why subconscious reprogramming to change your programs is so helpful. Because then when you become an adult and you use the tools of subconscious reprogramming, you can actually go into the subconscious mind and you can change this program from, it's not safe to try new things because if we fail, we will be shamed, to it's safe to try new things because if we fail, nothing bad will happen. That's just information that I can then take in to continue adjusting my experiment and trying again and again and again. And trying new things is the secret sauce to living a happy, playful, creative life. Isn't that a better program? Right. So we all have thousands of programs because every experience that you've had in the past worked to program something into your subconscious mind. Now, what happens is you are a living, breathing being that is walking around in the world, and you are walking around with a bunch of programs in your head, and they're influencing what you do in the world. They're influencing the way you think, see, and feel. When you are living in your mind, when you're living with these programs, essentially kind of like when you're thinking, like when your left brain is really activated and you're thinking about everything that's happening and you're over-intellectualizing, what you're doing essentially is you're playing out all of these programs from the past. All of these programs from the past are running through your mind, and you're actually not in the present moment. You're living in your past programs. And sometimes you're taking those past programs and you're projecting them out onto the future, meaning you are a program of what has happened to you in the past is playing in your head. And then you are wondering if that's what is going to happen in the future. So if we take that same example of you taking a test and you not doing well when you were in school, you may not be thinking about that exact memory, because a lot of times we don't think about those memories. We just think about the programming underneath. So now there's just like this living fear in you of trying new things. So now when you are trying to, you know, post more on Instagram or start a podcast or start producing music or start playing an instrument or applying for a new job, that old program is coming up in the form of fear. So you're feeling fear in your body, and then you're catastrophizing. You're thinking about the bad things that could happen if you tried those new things. And that's you now taking what happened in the past and projecting it out into the future. So you're living both in the past and the future. But if you have tools or ways or methods to pull yourself into the present moment, what you find there is a blank canvas. A blank canvas, which means if I'm living with this blank canvas, anything can happen. I can create anything. So the past is cluttered with past experiences. The future is colored by ideas about what we think should happen or what we think will happen or what we want to occur or what we're afraid is going to occur. And both of those canvases of the past and the future, if we're thinking of it as like a canvas, they just are littered with things, right? There's not a lot of white space there. But in the present moment, if we can really drop in, we'll find spaciousness there. We will find a blank canvas. That's what it's like to feel into and be in the present moment. Also in the present moment, when you can really drop into the present moment, a lot of times what's happening is you have shifted from your left hemisphere into your right hemisphere. When you're more in your right hemisphere, when your consciousness, your awareness is more in your right hemisphere, there's more capacity to be open, creative, and curious there. And that's an easier, more playful, fun, and joyful place to live. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the goal is to always live in your right hemisphere. What we actually want to do is we want to integrate the two hemispheres and kind of end up living from both of them. We want them to work in unison and tandem with each other. In order to find the present moment, you have to let go of both thinking and what you think that you know. You have to let go of your programs. You have to let go of all the things that have happened to you and what you think will happen to you in the future, your past memories and your future projections. Because if you're living in either one of those, you're not living in the present moment. So let's just try this. Let's try this right now. One of my favorite spiritual teachers, Rupert Spira, has this little exercise that he does with people, and it is just so beautiful. And for me, it's a very quick hack to drop into the present moment. And so I'm going to essentially do a version of that with you right now. Right now, if you were a newborn baby, that's your consciousness, that's your mind. You're just a newborn baby. You don't know anything about this world. You don't know how this world works. You don't know anything about it. Right now, just imagine that you are a newborn baby and just start scanning the room that you're in with your eyes, looking around as though you were a newborn baby. Maybe you don't even know words, right? Because newborn babies don't know words. So you're looking around with your mind kind of empty because you don't have words for these things, but you're looking around with this kind of like intense curiosity and you're just taking the world in. Try this right now, just for a moment. I'm a newborn baby. I have no preconceived ideas or notions about who I am, anything that's happened to me, what's going to happen. I don't even know what these things are in this room. I'm just looking around with no words, nothing in my mind, just deep curiosity like a newborn baby would. After doing this right now in your body, just notice how you feel. Notice the spaciousness here. Welcome to the present moment. This is what it can feel like all the time. The more you start to practice being in the present moment with your eyes open, the more you start to free yourself from that constant overthinking mind. And here's the thing, your overthinking mind is only ever trying to protect you. It's trying to protect you from repeating those past painful experiences that happened to you in childhood, in high school, in college, in your first relationship, in your second relationship. That's all it's really ever trying to do. And that's why doing personal work to find ways to reprogram that and to release the unprocessed pain that comes along with that will actually help you to be more in the present moment. Because if those programs are really strong and they're still running all the time, it's really, really hard to find the present moment because they're so loud. And yet, even if that is you, you can use this practice of pretending to be a newborn baby, of looking around and feeling the present moment there. Just getting a brief reprieve from that thinking mind, from all of your worries, from your anxiety, from all the things that you think are going to happen, and dropping in to this open space, to this blank canvas. Now, where do we go from here? Because it's nice, right? Like, it's nice to access this space, but what if you can't maintain it for very long? Like, yeah, it's great to feel it for like 30 seconds, a minute, even 10 to 20 minutes sometimes in a meditation if you get a really good meditation in. But how do we transition from eyes closed to eyes open? How do we start to feel this in just our everyday life? We have to change the programs that are constantly running in your mind, because those are going to be the things that are stopping you from finding that present moment. And you can actually do both of those things in tandem. You can go and do some deep work in therapy, especially releasing any past traumas. You can understand the hurts and the pains that have happened to you, that have been influencing you in your life. The more you start to release those, emotionally release those, process those, do deep work in therapy with a trauma-informed therapist, and do some subconscious reprogramming, and perhaps even some work with your body like somatic experiencing. And if you don't know what these things are, just look them up. When you start to do those, you start to release the programs that are getting in the way of you being in the present moment. Because the ultimate goal is to live in that space of spaciousness at all times. And here is why you want to do this. Not only does that feel really spacious and sweet and joyful, but that is the ultimate place to manifest from. The more you are able to live in the present moment, the stronger you become at manifesting things in your life. Why? Because if you are living in past circumstances, if you are afraid the past is going to repeat itself, and that's what you're thinking about, you're projecting the past onto the future, you are more likely to actually manifest that in your life. If you have any fear at all in your body that something bad is going to happen, you're more likely to potentially manifest that bad thing happening. And I don't say this to say, like, try not to think about that, because for those of you that have learned manifestation from me, I am very against those teachings, because we don't manifest from our thoughts. We manifest from our subconscious beliefs. So just telling ourselves not to think about it, or actually trying to not feel the fear in our body and trying to ignore it, actually only makes it stronger. You have to subconsciously reprogram those things. You have to deeply release that fear from your body. You have to actually use tools or do this with a therapist or, you know, in one of my workshops with a coach that knows what they're doing, etc. That's how you release those things. And then when you can be in the present moment, you can manifest so many more things, because now you're manifesting from a blank canvas. And when you have a blank canvas, anything is possible. Not only is that the place that you manifest from, but it's also the place that you receive intuitive information from. Just intuitive, like pings, downloads, aha moments, shifts in perspectives, new ideas, new creative solutions, next steps for your path forward. Everything that you need in life, everything that you're wanting, all the clarity that you're wanting, the next steps, everything, that all exists in the present moment. So the more you can live in the present moment means the more you're always getting clarity, the more you're always seeing creative solutions, and the more you're manifesting in your life. So let me tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it to find the present moment and learn how to start living there. So my friend, how can you start doing this today? Number one, you can use the tool, the exercise that I've already taught you. Pretend like you are just that newborn baby in any given moment while you're driving along, maybe stuck in traffic, when you're in the middle of a conversation with someone. Just pretend like you're a newborn baby and just be there with them. Instead of thinking about what they're saying or what you're going to say next or if they're right or wrong, just drop into that present moment. Do it while you're playing with your kids, while you're playing with your pet. While you're at work, start littering these moments throughout your day. Because as you do that, you are slowly showing yourself that it's safe to be in the present moment. It's safe to play there. It's safe to experiment there. And it will become more and more comfortable for you. And you can start living there with your eyes open. Meditation practices are great. You can do a meditation practice to start really honing that muscle. But again, the ultimate goal here is to be able to do that with your eyes open, right? And then secondarily, again, as you've probably heard me say in some recent episodes, if you've been listening, subconscious reprogramming is so key. Changing those programs that are actually inhibiting you from accessing and finding and dropping into the present moment, because those programs are running so loud and so strong in your mind. If you want to start reprogramming some of those programs, I have the perfect tool for you. It is a workshop called Trigger Free. Every time you use this tool, you will reprogram one of those programs and get closer to the present moment inside. You can find that workshop in the show notes and enroll immediately. There's a lot of different ways to find the present moment. And there's a lot of things that block us from accessing it. But this tool that I've shared with you today, just dropping in and pretending like you're just like a newborn baby, letting yourself just let go of all the things that have happened to you, of all the past pains, of all the fears, of all the worries, of just all the clutter and the overthinking mind, just dropping that for a moment, falling all the way back and just letting yourself be, just letting yourself be can give you a real taste of what's possible, because it's possible to live from that space more and more. And that is really where the beauty of life resides.